This podcast covers the formation of the American government and the United States Constitution. Between May 25, 1787 and September 17, 1787, the Constitutional Convention was held at the Philadelphia State House. 12 of the 13 original states sent delegates. Only Rhode Island did not attend. These men met to solve the problems with the Articles of Confederation. Some of the problems were that there was no executive leader, no courts, no taxes, a weak military, and a weak Congress. The convention addressed and debated the Virginia Plan, New Jersey Plan, Hamilton's Plan, but in the end, it decided to create a brand new constitution based on the Great Compromise. This featured a national government divided into three branches, including a bicameral or two-house legislature. The new government also featured the sharing of power between the national and state government, known as federalism. At the federal level, the delegates divided power into three branches. The legislative branch makes the laws, the executive enforces the laws, and the judicial interprets the laws. In order to ensure that none of the three branches became too powerful, the Constitution included a system of checks and balances. Supporters of the new Constitution, such as George Washington and James Madison, became known as the Federalists, while those opposed to the new Constitution became known as the Anti-Federalists. Both sides wrote essays and pamphlets to support their opinions. In the end, the Constitution was adopted or ratified when 9 of the original 13 states approved it. The Constitution consists of 7 major principles and has its roots in ancient Greece and ancient Rome and England. The Constitution includes an understanding that government is subject to the will of the people. This is known as popular sovereignty. The Constitution also presents a Republican-style government where the people vote and elect representatives who make laws and conduct the government. The Constitution creates a limited government, which only has the rights given to it by the people in order to help prevent a misuse of power. It also features federalism, a system in which power is shared between a national government and state governments. Enumerated powers are those granted only to the federal government. Reserved powers are powers granted only to the states. Concurrent powers are powers shared by both the federal and the state governments. The Founding Fathers agreed to a separation of powers in order to prevent any one group from becoming too powerful. They did so by dividing power into three branches. Checks and balances were also established in the Constitution to check or limit the power by the other branches of government. This helped keep a balance of power in the three branches. An example of this is the duty of the Senate to confirm presidential appointments. Finally, individual rights were protected through the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution make up the Bill of Rights and protect basic liberties and rights of Americans. The Founding Fathers knew that they could not account for every situation that they might face in the new country in the future, so they made the Constitution changeable so that it could adapt to the changing circumstances. To date, only 27 amendments have been ratified. The legislative branch of the federal government makes the laws. It consists of the House of Representatives with 435 voting members and 5 non-voting members, and the Senate made up of 100 members, 2 from each state. The executive branch is made up of the president, vice president, officers, departments, and agencies. In addition, the president selects a cabinet, which is a group of his closest advisors. The judicial branch is made up of 1 Supreme Court and several federal district courts and courts of appeal. In the case of Marbury v. Madison, Chief Justice Marshall extended the rights of the Supreme Court to determine the constitutionality of laws. This became known as judicial review. Under the Constitution, every American enjoys the rights contained in the Bill of Rights. The right to due process, legal procedures that must be followed by the government, and equal protection under the laws. Everyone is treated the same under the law, regardless of race, gender, religion, etc. At the same time, citizens have the duty to obey the laws, pay taxes, register for the draft, serve on juries, they should also participate in government and vote in elections. The United States Constitution, Preamble and Article 1. The preamble of the Constitution is found at the beginning of the Constitution and presents the purposes of the Constitution: to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, to promote the general welfare, and to secure the blessings of liberty. Article 1 of the Constitution establishes the legislative branch. It specifically creates a Congress consisting of the House of Representatives and the Senate. In order to be a representative in the House of Representatives, you must be at least 25 years old, be a citizen of the United States for at least 7 years, and must live in the state being represented. The leader of the House of Representatives is known as the Speaker of the House. Representatives in the lower house, or House of Representatives, is based on population of each state. The population is confirmed every 10 years through a national census. The upper house, or Senate, consists of 2 senators from every state. In order to be a senator, you must be at least 30 years old, be a citizen of the United States for at least 9 years, and must live in the state being represented. The Vice President of the United States is the presiding officer of the Senate, but has no vote unless there is a tie. The President pro tempore is second in charge after him. An example of checks and balances is the procedure required to impeach and remove a president from office. The House of Representatives may impeach a president, but the Senate has the sole power with a 2/3 vote to convict and remove him from office. Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution describes in detail the process by which a bill becomes a law. After a bill is introduced and makes its way through the House of Representatives and the Senate, it makes its way to the President's desk for his signature. The President has 3 choices. He can either sign the bill, making it a law, veto the bill or reject it, or simply do nothing. Congress can override a presidential veto with a 2/3 majority vote in both houses. Expressed or enumerated powers of Congress include the power to tax, borrow money, regulate interstate commerce, create immigration and bankruptcy laws, coin money, create a post office, create and maintain a military, and make all laws necessary and proper in carrying out these powers. Congress cannot grant titles of nobility or pass ex post facto laws, which are laws passed after an act to make it illegal. Congress also cannot suspend the writ of habeas corpus unless there is a rebellion, invasion, or emergency. As a result, cause must be shown for holding prisoners. The United States Constitution, Article 2. Article 2 of the Constitution establishes the executive branch. It specifically allows the President and Vice President to lead the branch and serve for 4-year terms. The President is not elected by the people, but rather by the Electoral College. The electors equal the number of representatives and senators from each state. In order to be President, you must be at least 35 years old, be a resident of the United States for at least 14 years, and you must have been born in the United States. If the president should die, resign, or be unable to perform the office of president, then the vice president takes over as president. One of the duties of the president is that he becomes the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy upon taking office. The president has the advice of his appointed cabinet. He also has the power to pardon those convicted of crimes. The president's powers include the power to make treaties, appoint ambassadors, public ministers, and consuls, as well as Supreme Court justices. A president can be impeached for treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. The United States Constitution, Articles 3 through 7. Article 3 of the Constitution establishes the judicial branch. Specifically, it vests judicial power in 1 Supreme Court and lower courts established by Congress. Federal judges each serve for life. There are no age or residency requirements for federal judges. Federal courts have the right to hear cases that involve the Constitution, federal laws, treaties, cases where the U.S. is a party, and cases involving high officials. Federal courts also frequently hear cases involving citizens of one state against citizens of another state. This is known as diversity jurisdiction. In rare circumstances, the Supreme Court acts as a trial court. Cases of original jurisdiction include cases involving ambassadors, public ministers, consuls, and when a state is a party. In all other cases, the Supreme Court exercises its appellate jurisdiction, meaning that it reviews the rulings of lower courts on appeal. Article 4 of the Constitution establishes the Full Faith and Credit Clause, which requires each state to respect the laws and decisions of the other states. Article 4 also establishes the Privileges and Immunities Clause, which holds that citizens of other states are given the same rights as citizens of a particular state. Article 5 allows the Constitution itself to be changed through amendments. In order to propose such a change, the usual process is that two-thirds of both houses must approve it. In order to ratify such a change, three-fourths of the states must agree. Article 6 essentially holds that the Constitution is the supreme law of the United States. Article 7 requires that 9 of the original 13 states have to ratify the Constitution in order to make it official. The United States Constitution Amendments. The first 10 amendments of the Constitution became known as the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment protects the right to freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petitioning the government. The Second Amendment established the right to bear arms and maintain a militia. The Third Amendment prevents against mandatory quartering of soldiers. The Fourth Amendment requires police to obtain a valid search warrant and protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. The Fifth Amendment guarantees the right to due process, which means that you have a right to be charged with a crime and face a judge if you are arrested. It also protects against double jeopardy and states that if you are a criminal defendant, you do not have to be a witness against yourself in court. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to a speedy and public trial. It also guarantees a jury trial and the right to confront witnesses against you. The Eighth Amendment prevents against cruel and unusual punishment. The Tenth Amendment states that powers not given to the federal government are to be reserved for the state governments or to the people. The Twelfth Amendment changed the way that the president and vice president were elected, so that they now run as a team instead of against one another. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery. The 14th Amendment gave rights to former slaves and guaranteed all citizens equal protection under the law. It also prevented any states from making laws that took away the rights that people have as citizens of the United States. The 15th Amendment gave former slaves the right to vote and said that race could not be used in determining who could vote. The 18th Amendment began prohibition, which prohibited the making, selling, or transporting of alcohol. The 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment. The 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. The 22nd Amendment limited the number of terms a president could serve at 2. And the 26th Amendment set the voting age at 18. Good luck on the test.